What's going on, guys? Dr. Danny here. I want to thank you so much for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. One of the most common questions that I get is, how did you start a practice in a gym? And because of that, I've put together a course called the Gym PT Blueprint, which shows you exactly how to start, run, and grow a successful practice in a gym. If you're a new PT, if you're a new grad, if you're a PT that's just started a practice in the gym, you're not making more than $12,000 a month yet, this course is perfect for you. It'll teach you how to set it up correctly. It'll teach you how to market yourself correctly, how to sell correctly, you know, how to actually build a true business and not just a little side business that maybe doesn't take you anywhere and change you and your family's life long term. So if you're interested in this model of a practice, guys, head to drdannymatei.com/products and you can take a look at the Gym PT Blueprint and everything that goes into it at that location. Thanks so much for listening. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
All right, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny again with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and I'm headed to the Decatur office, so I've got a little short commute. We're going to do a short commute podcast. So hopefully your commute is as short as mine and you're not sitting in the car forever. But if you are, I guess you can listen to a bunch of these. But guys, this morning what I want to talk about was something that happened yesterday in the office, which is we had somebody walk in, which we don't get a ton of this. We don't get a ton of walk-in inquiries because where our office is, it kind of sits in a sort of an office building. There's multiple tenants and we're kind of not where the street is. It's kind of a busy street anyway. It's not like people are walking there. So anyways, we're kind of back in the corner, and so it's pretty rare for us to get that. But what's happened recently is we've actually had a daycare center open up next to us. So we're getting a lot more people that come by the office now, which is a good thing. So it's been positive to have this daycare center there. And we had somebody come by yesterday that had seen seen our logo, and had went home, done a little bit of research on what we do, and was interested in trying cryotherapy. So we have a whole body cryotherapy unit in our office, and the guy came in and was interested in doing that, and also was interested in talking to one of us about some issues that he had, some long-standing shoulder and back issues. So this is for me. We'd finished staff training, and I had I had some things I needed to actually catch up on. But when he came in, I ended up spending about 20 minutes with this guy, and really it was 20 minutes of me asking him questions about, you know, what was bringing him in, why he wanted to do this, why he was looking at doing cryotherapy, why he was looking at wanting to do some variation of physical therapy work with us, and he really didn't quite understand what we do because he had done traditional physical therapy before, and what we put out there sounds much different, sounds much more like strength conditioning. And I kind of explained to him this kind of gray area that we kind of live in, and spent a ton of time with him. You know, so 20 minutes with somebody is a long time. You know, like we'll do phone consultations with potential clients frequently, and we're usually on the phone with them for about 15 minutes. But it's important to spend that time up front with your potential patients and clients. And a lot of it just comes back to the more time, the more comfortable they feel with us on the front end, the more likely it is that they're going to commit to us on the back end. So what I mean by that is the people that we spend the most time with, so people on the phone, people that our staff has, you know, been on the phone with, and, you know, whether it be sending them some sort of video exercise to do in the meantime if they have a long wait to get in to see us, or if they have, maybe they've gotten in touch with their insurance and they've been back and forth with them a couple times. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, like, if you could just have a running clock on the amount of time that you spend with that person before they spend a dollar with you, you know, it comes back to us tenfold. And it's something that I've talked about before, is kind of law of reciprocity, right? If somebody does something nice for you, you feel obligated, like you have to do something nice for them. And for us, when we spend time with people and make sure that they feel comfortable with us, our likelihood of them buying like a big PT package with us, the likelihood of them doing some sort of ongoing maintenance work, or that coupled with maybe some athletic recovery stuff with cryotherapy and other things that we have, it goes up dramatically. And the other thing is, the conversation about not being directly in network with insurance becomes much, much easier. So, you know, I talked to this guy for 20 minutes, and at the end, you know, he didn't even bring it up. He was like, "Yeah, yeah, I want to get in here. This sounds awesome. Like, let's do it." And luckily for him, I had a reschedule yesterday for today. So I'll see this guy for his first visit around 10 o'clock today. And so, you know, by the end of it, I just told him, just so you know, our practice is a little bit different. So we're, you know, a cash-based practice. That means, you know, you pay a time of service, and you can get a super bill to get reimbursed by your insurance company. But it depends on your deductible, depends on your, copay. It depends on all this stuff. It's just dependent on your insurance. We just want to be transparent with you so you understand what you're, what you're looking at in terms of working with us if your insurance has no reimbursement whatsoever. Because transparency is huge. And the last thing we want is for us to spring something on somebody when they assumed it was covered. And this happens. Yeah, I mean, I've literally had people pull out their insurance card and give it to me as if it was a credit card. And they were like, "Oh, okay, just put it on this, you know, whenever I'm checking them out for a visit." And so people don't, in most cases, don't really know what their insurance covers, doesn't cover, you know, what they can expect. So the more transparent we can be, the more time we can spend up front with them, the more likely it is they're going to feel comfortable with us. You know, and this guy, I would be surprised if he doesn't end up doing some sort of bigger package with us based on the fact that he had, you know, a shoulder surgery that wasn't fully rehabbed about 5 years ago, and he's had lower back pain now for going on close to 10 years. And you know, his goals are, he wants to get back into training. He's got two small kids to keep up with, and he's just hit 40. So he's trying to get back in the gym, but he's getting frustrated because every time he does, he ends up tweaking his shoulder or his back. So he's kind of in this vicious cycle of, you know, try to get back into training, sore for a little bit, feeling like he's making progress, and then he hurts himself, and then he's off for like a couple weeks, and he regresses, and he just kind of goes through this over and over again. And he has for a few years. So once I understand why he's there and what I'm dealing with, you know, treating the injury is the easy part, right? You know, this guy's got a weak shoulder that's probably immobile because he didn't do his rehab. You know, that's like in our wheelhouse, 100%. It's not about, do we have the skill set to do that? It's, can we communicate to him why what we're doing is valuable, and what he wants to do on the back end, what he wants to do with his kids, what he wants to do with the gym. Probably wants to look better for his wife. Probably wants to just be stronger and be able to do things around the house, especially with kids. You can't take an off day with them. Like, these are the things that he wants. And us being able to communicate that with him makes the sale much easier. And us spending time with him on the front end, as much as I've seen other people in our community, in the business community, say, you know, our time is valuable, you should bill for your time, right? Like an attorney, sort of. Like an attorney, they'll bill you for anything. I talk to my attorney and it's like, "Man, dude, you got me down to the second." You know what I mean? Of the time that we're spending on, you know, talking about something, or that you're working on something for me. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that what you need to do is, you know, put time in the front end, on the front end, and not focus on money for that time. Because if amateurs focus on the front end, I'll say this quite a bit. If amateurs focus on the front end, when the back end really is where you can make a ton more money. So think of it like an iceberg, right? So you got the tip of the iceberg sticks out of the water. The rest of the iceberg, huge part of the iceberg, is underneath. And that's like the potential to potential revenue. So the front end is the iceberg sticking out of the water. The back end is all the iceberg underneath. So you got to look at lifetime value of this person. You know, I'm not going to nickel and dime somebody for their time up front. you know, if they want to do some sort of consulting with me to make sure they're a good fit for what we do, it's not worth it, because, you know, that guy ends up doing, you know, a larger package with us, and then maybe comes on and does some sort of maintenance work, or does some sort of recovery work, or sends us friends and family, or comes back to see us in 6 months for something else. You know, like, these are all things that are, that you look at with lifetime value of this person, that have nothing to do with the front end, and I'll take no revenue on the front end to have the accessibility of back end revenue with a patient, you know, 100 times out of 100. It's a no brainer for me. So think about long term effects of that. Guys, think about spending more time with your patients. Make sure they're comfortable with you, because the more time you spend with them up front, the more comfortable they feel with you, the more likely it is that they're going to either A, buy a big package with you, complete a plan of care with you for sure, get a better outcome, which means they tell more of their friends and family how awesome you are. They put a Google Plus review up there for you, like, whatever. You know, they do things that are going to drive your business in a very positive way. So, something to think about this morning. I hope you enjoy your commute. I am literally pulling into the parking lot at my office, so hopefully your commute is as short as mine. And I hope you guys have a good day today. Focus on the back end and crush it today.